The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great day. Well, for me, I tell you what, I've had a big week and I'm feeling a little bit gassed, to be honest. So much going on. It's been a lot happening in the markets, a lot happening in my world, and some really cool interviews, actually, with some really, really great guests have just been that they've had to happen at nighttime. So I'm a little bit tired today. So what I wanted to have a look at right now is just what the market's doing and where we are at. You see, I've had this short on with Bitcoin now for quite some time, since last Friday, so a week now, and I'm still in. Bitcoin is still basically being held down and the sellers are at the moment still winning. Now, if for those of you who are on the webinar, thank you for attending, or well done for attending, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've taken advantage of the opportunity that was there, because there is this beginning of what I would call a Bitcoin breakout trade short on Bitcoin. I am watching this very, very closely. We have two tests of support there as well, which is obviously something that I'm keeping a very close eye on. And interestingly, NEM against Bitcoin has had a nice run recently as well. And yesterday, it also had a bit of a Bitcoin breakout level there. I didn't actually take that trade just simply because I wanted to see one more little pullback before it broke. Well, it broke and it broke very, very, very well. Then I drew in the Fibonacci booster levels, at which point the 50 and the 38.2 did match. It did fill and it did move. But I had the levels drawn for the 61.8. So I didn't take that one either, but that's okay. I'm not too concerned about either of these. I'm not too concerned about NEM Bitcoin. I'll look for my opportunities and I'll wait patiently there. I've also got something that's pretty interesting from my point of view on Chainlink against Bitcoin. Now, the can is a little bit big there now on the two-day, probably a little bit too big, but there are some nice opportunities out there right now, guys. The trends are available, the trends are there, and the opportunities to trade are also there. It's been a pretty busy week of trading throughout my community. A lot of people getting a lot of good action. Ripple being another one, it just sort of shot down, bang, went straight back up again, hitting target pretty much in one candle. So the markets have had some really solid moves if you've been able to capture them. And I'm just having a look through the top 10 now to see what else is available. I mean, Bitcoin Cash is still down, obviously. It's still holding its lows. Just seeing if there's any flat levels forming along any of the other top 10. EOS against the dollar, still looking quite bearish, but nothing really tradable. Cardano is also still just grinding along. Not a great deal happened overnight by the look of it. I mean, look, they're all down, you know, 4 or 5% roughly. But, you know, as you know, when we consider what the market has been doing recently, you know, being down a few percent doesn't seem that bad. Like, again, you know, it's really, from my point of view, it's, you know, I would rather see the market go up. I always say I would rather see the market go up because, you know what, whether you trade or not, I do like to see people do well. It's, you know, it's a better place to live if everyone's happy. And the community is not so happy when the market goes down. But it's an opportunity for you guys, for everybody in this space, to really upskill now. You know that it's not just about holding and waiting, all right? And if that's the way you still want to do it, that's fine. Hopefully you're not one of these people that are really worried at the moment because you've got your plan, you're going to stick to it, and it is what it is. You know, if you're going to be a hodler, you're going to have to go through these periods of pain. I'm hoping you don't feel pain. I'm hoping you're just someone who sits back and goes, well, this is what always happens. Let's think clearly. Let's think logically. Bitcoin goes down. Bitcoin goes up. Bitcoin goes down. Bitcoin goes up. It has done this for a very, very long time. There are a lot of great people in this space. Blockchain is not going anywhere. The thing you've got to ask yourself is, are the businesses, the companies, the tokens, whatever it is that you've put your money into, are they doing their job? Are they pulling through? Are they pushing to do what they said they would do? And that's probably the thing that hodlers need to be focusing on right now. If you're not going to trade, it's probably a really good time to go ahead and spend a little bit more time researching where these projects are up to, if they are, in fact, meeting their obligations to their vision, because remember, you don't really own equity in these, you just own the token. What are they actually doing? And how solvent are they? Anyway, guys, I hope you have a fantastic weekend because it is Friday here in Sydney, Australia. And we'll see what it brings us. Take care, guys. I hope everybody is well out there. Take a break and enjoy it.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.